Gary and Tommy have the last for your drive home sorted.
And Tassal has dinner sorted with responsibly sourced Tassie salmon that has a healthy boost of omega-3 in every bite.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is a shout out to Romani.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Thursday. How we doing, guys?
Oh, so good. Such a big show. I reckon we crack straight in because Bigger's up next. Have we got a new career?
Yes, I'm good too. Thank you.
We got a new career opportunity for you up next?
Me?
Yes.
I could take on board anything more.
What do you mean?
As you can see, I'm a little frazzled.
You're great.
No?
You could get rid of all the other stuff.
Oh, could I?
Yes.
Including this, what we're doing now?
No, don't get rid of that. Mum's gone. The paycheck's not coming in. Anyway.
I can't wait to hear this proposal now.
Now I'm nervous about it.
What does it involve me doing?
Heaps.
What are you but it's not going to cost you. She's not going to stop this job.
Money.
Hiring someone.
Oh, no. It's a really bad idea.
It's going to cost me money.
It's going to cost you a fortune. 20 grand a month it's going to cost you.
Have you read the information you're bringing next?
We'll find out what it is.
Why has it left you so flustered?
Because I just realised I got the roles completely wrong.
Maybe Tommy might be able to make
money.
This is
a job for you.
Hang on.
It's up next.
Yes, it'll make me money.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Firstly, I'd like to apologise about the opening of the show. If I could delete it and take my time back, I would.
Okay. I don't really know what you're talking about, so we're all confused. Let's start again.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Tommy. How are you going today?
I'm a bit frazzled because just before our microphones came live, Sonda thought she was giving me a supportive wink, but it was heaps and really threw me.
Well, you can go to HR after. For now, though, okay. I'd love to hear about how I'm going to spend or make money. I can't quite remember which one it is.
I've turned out this is not about you at all.
Okay.
I got the roles wrong. This is about me.
Okay.
It's fantastic. what do you know about Julie from TikTok?
Julie from TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
There's only one.
What does Jules do?
Jules is
hairdressing?
Jules is 44 years old. She's from the US. Bit of American music, please, Jessie. Good. Just winding up the.
Again, a lot of prep you've done.
Winding up the. There we go. I haven't heard this one before. Jules is a self-confessed sugar mama. Her profile reads. Oh, you had that ready to go. one of the producers saying, no, she's from the UK. No, says in front of me, from the US.
So just to be clear, Julie was who you thought I was.
Yeah.
Yes, sugar
but
mama.
I thought she was making money.
Okay.
It turns out she's losing heaps of money.
Sugar mama. What makes you a sugar mama?
Well,
you are a older woman or you just have to be older than your partner?
She's an older woman. She's 15 years older than her partner.
Right.
And she is, have a guess how much she's spending on him. He gets an allowance, sorry, I should point out.
She pays him to be her partner.
Yep, and I'll give it to you in Aussie dollars. No, to spend.
Oh, so it's not a wage. It's what does he spend it on?
Anything he wants.
He gets an allowance.
He gets $20,000 a month as an allowance.
This is a horrendous situation.
But she lowered it this month because he forgot to clean the pool.
Oh, so he's the pool guy as well.
Which I thought is he a sugar baby? What's the term?
I don't know, but why is he the pool boy as well as the
Oh, for 20 grand, you're the everything boy, aren't you?
Is that a role you'd like?
Absolutely. I want to be a kept man.
Do you?
Yes. Even a guy
you
commented.
Can't stay in the one place for more than a night.
I need many sugar mamas.
How old did you say he was?
He was 15 years younger than her.
So that's about you.
So I'm going to need.
About 10 years younger.
I'm going to need a 60-year-old sugar.
What has to be the age difference for it to be a sugar mama dada scenario?
Surely 10 years. Or is 10
that
years
all?
Just...
No, that's a lot of relationships. Have a 10-year gap.
There's women that are 10 years older than men.
There'd be lots of situations where there's a 10-year gap between men and women, and that's not, you're not
no,
making
No, not
it
between
feel...
men and women. The woman's older?
Yes, I reckon. And it doesn't make you a sugar mama.
What if you're paying him 20 grand?
That does. That's different. Yeah.
So maybe it's in the payment, not so much as the age.
I wonder
maybe
what the oldest gap is.
Yeah.
That's not for a purpose like that. It's just the difference in age. Like, would there be 20-year age gap?
But are you talking between women and men?
Yeah.
Because there's older men that just pay the women all the time.
I'm not talking about paid arrangements. I'm
no,
talking
but
about
they
true
do
love.
Pay. They're not true love.
Whenever I'm not saying they are true love. I'm saying I wonder what a true love age gap arrangement
would
be.
And they'll come on and I'll tell them they're lying. If there is a 30-year-old woman with a 60-year-old bloke, I bet the bloke's not poor.
That is outrageous.
Call us up. If you've got a man that is more than 20 years older than you and he's poor, there is no way you're with him.
What about if it's love?
They're not falling.
You're all shaking your heads.
Women aren't falling.
You're so jaded, all of you.
Women are not falling in love with poor older men.
Why would you do that? Yeah. When you can have someone your own age who's...
Because perhaps you're drawn to something more than their age
to
and their money.
To an old poor man.
No, I don't think so. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, well, where'd you meet him? Oh, at the bins?
No, I mean, they don't have to be poor, but they don't have to be rich. Look, all our phones have lit up.
They have to be rich, mate.
They don't. I bet you they don't. I bet you there's genuine
only,
people
there's
here.
Only reason. I'm not saying women are with just men around about their own age, but with men that are close to death is to take their money when they fall off.
Honestly,
the perch.
I don't think you understand how good you guys have got it.
I'm saying we have it great. So what do you mean?
Yes, I'm saying guys you don't even need to be rich and you can get a woman 30 years younger than you. That's how the world works.
Bollocks, mate.
Have you not? Look at half the celebrities.
Yeah, they're rich. You said
yeah, they're rich. Sorry. That's a terrible example.
Yeah, look at all the rich old guys.
Okay, Linda's call. We'll get to Linda next, shall we?
No, because we can take Linda now.
Okay.
Can't we?
Sure. I just don't know how long we've been rattling on for.
Okay, we'll get to Linda next.
We'll get to Linda
fascinating.
Next.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy driving you home for your Thursday afternoon. And on 13 10 60, is your partner 30 years older than you and not rich?
Yes, a dude.
I can't believe we've just summarised it like that. It seems just so
accurate.
True, just void of any heart.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I just think there could be women that are with much older men, and it's nothing to do with money.
When? When's that happened?
Well, I'm interested to find out. Mm-hmm. Linda.
Hello.
G'day, Linda.
Are you with an older dude?
I was.
And?
I was 18 and he was 35.
Mm-hmm.
We got married, had two kids. My son is 21 and my daughter is 19.
But Linda, sorry. So you were 18, he was 35, so he wasn't old.
But that's old when you're 18.
What do you mean? Old, yes. I mean, 17 years.
That's 17 years.
I'm talking about...
Was he rich, Linda?
No.
There you go.
He was a dirty bikey.
Oh,
so that proves my point. 17 years is a big gap.
No. Hang on, Jesse, when we were talking about this, you said 30 years, but also we're talking old men.
We didn't really get that specific.
Almost falling off the perch.
Okay, yes, Alex.
And I said they get with them so when they die they can take their money.
Alex, are you an old dude?
Not at heart, I'll tell you that right now.
That's a very old thing to say there, Alex.
How old are you, Alex?
I'm 55. I don't really tell anybody that I'm 55.
No, that's all right.
What do you look? What do you look, Alex?
I look pretty good. I cut my hair, I do my nose hairs, you know, get dyed, all the stuff to keep myself young.
Yes, okay. I've started on the nose hairs, Alex. What are you doing? Are you plucking them or are you putting those wax things up them and then waiting until it sets, then yanking them out in one foul swoop?
Oh, yesterday, hairdresser wax. My God, I seen stars.
Wow.
Cool. This is what you got to do, mate.
You sound like a catch, Alex. Yes. How young is your partner?
She's 26.
And I reckon, Alex, if you're going to the hairdresser to get your waxing done.
Yeah.
Are you 29. Are you loaded, Alex?
No. Quite the opposite. When she first met me, I had a business, you know, the roller, and you know, I looked pretty good. And she probably thought at the time that maybe this guy's cashed up. But we became really good friends where she knew that, you know, business is not because you've got a business, you're loaded. You know, I was struggling and everything. And we were best mates for a while. And then it turned into, oh, my God, this happened. You know what I'm talking about. And then she started saying to me, you know, let's get into a relationship. And I said, no, I'm way too old. And probably 6 months of fighting that, I gave up. And we've been together, I don't know, 6-7 years now, and I've got a three-year-old kid.
When you say a roller, do you mean a Rolex? Is that what that is?
No, Rolls Royce. I've got about 40 cars. No. Trust me. Oh, you know.
Hold on. You can't say, Alex. I'm trying to be. You're trying to be on my side here. But when you drop things like I've got 40 cars, you can't then say I'm not loaded.
Alex is
I'm a car guy. You know what I mean? I'm a cowboy.
Alex, you're the best.
Okay, this is not helping,
Alex.
We have to let you go. Karen.
See?
Karen.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
Have you got a Rolls Royce, Karen?
Or 40 cars?
No, I don't have a Rolls Royce and I don't have 40 cars. And it wasn't personally me. It was a girl I went to school with and she married one of our school bus drivers.
And was he one of those loaded ones?
Was no, the school, not
was the school bus a Rolls Royce, perhaps, Karen?
No, not
did
at all.
Did it last?
It did last. When they got married, he had children from a previous marriage that were older than she was.
Oh, it's all feeling a bit weird. Now.
Yeah. We're talking, but they have been together for over 20 years now, and they have children that are younger than his grandchildren from his first lot of marriage.
I'm so confused.
And they are the happiest couple. So I was just ringing up to tell Tommy he was so wrong.
Great. Well,
I think out of all the things that are wrong in that story, I'm not it.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your drive home.
You should feel a little uncomfortable.
Why?
Because up next, we have someone from your past on the line, and I am going to ask her flat out if you're a liar or not.
Her?
Yes. you said something just in passing last week, and I do not think it's true.
Is there any chance it will be and I'll be hailed as a hero?
Unlikely.
Okay.
More likely that it's going to be uncomfortable for you and joyous for me.
Well, that's good. I guess I'll be here.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You make a lot of wild claims on this show.
Yeah.
And most of them go unfact-checked.
This better be Coles. Is this Coles?
This is Coles. This is what you claimed on the show recently.
So the only cause I've ever got over the line was when at Coles they took they didn't have broccoli on the most regular vegetables thing on the on the touchscreen.
You didn't change that for the whole of Australia.
I did.
You did not.
On my life, I did.
I'm sure broccoli's on my touchscreen. Oh, is that because of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't think you would have had enough influence to get Coles to change their entire touchscreen program.
Mate. I did. Let's get someone from Coles online.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's true.
Well, we're about to find out. Joining us now from Coles is Meg. Welcome.
Hi, guys. Yeah, a bit of a fact-finding mission this afternoon I've been on to try and debunk this one. I tell you what.
Because you don't have better things to do with your time.
Meg, your mission shouldn't have been to debunk it. Your mission should just be to find the facts and then let the facts speak for themselves.
Look, I'd love to hear your side of the story and then I'll tell you what I know. So do you think you achieved this, Tommy?
I love it already.
So I complained about this when I was working for a rival radio station. It would have been about 8 years ago. And specifically, it was at the time I was living in Fitzroy in Melbourne, and it was that store that is on Johnson Street.
And a lot of detail.
Yeah. And then head office, Meg, it wasn't you, I'd remember you. It was some other knucklehead from Coles came on and said, it's happening, it'll be done. And it was only like, I reckon, within a week, and it was on all the stores, touchpad things.
Okay.
That's extremely impressive.
Thank you.
Is it the truth, though?
Thanks for your time.
What have you discovered?
The reason it's on our touch screen is because it's one of our biggest sellers and it doesn't have a barcode.
What?
So we sell 13.5 million kilos.
Don't come on to brag about how much you're selling, Meg.
So much broccoli. And you're not the only fan out there. So to make it easier, we popped it on the touch screen.
Can I ask a question, though?
Meg.
Hold on. So just because it's on the touch screen now, there would have been a time you had to make decisions. I can't believe I'm going into that for you.
You know what?
There would have been what fruit and veggies were on there. Was there a time where it wasn't on there and suddenly it appeared on there because of Tommy?
Do you know what? I reckon there's a fair chance maybe Tommy did it. I'm going to give it to him.
She does not believe that.
I love you, Meg. Thank you.
I do know it's so popular. It is, honestly. And we've got a stack of, obviously, recipes where you can use it. Cheeky plug. But you are not the only person buying broccoli, Tommy. So
are you getting kickbacks? From the Broccoli Foundation, Meg?
Guys, I'm on the broccoli secret task force here. Secretly trying to get it onto the plates of all Coles customers. No, I love it. I mean, look, there's every chance that you were one of many customers who asked for it to be made easier to access. But
Meg, yes. I'm gonna cut a deal with you. Okay. My memory is wrong about a lot of things, but I think it's right about this one. If I can track down the audio of me speaking to not you, whoever else it was,
keep fighting this.
Absolutely.
Is this the hill you die on? Of all the things,
this is the best thing.
You could fight causes. You could fight for. This is it.
This is the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Far out. It's saying a lot.
I don't know how far back our customer care records go, but if you can find the audio, I will follow it up and we will see this through.
No, okay. I don't need you to follow up anything, Meg. You've done your witch hunt.
Chapter 2 of this fascinating tale.
Speak to you next week, Meg.
Can't wait for Brock chat. Yeah.
Yes, bye.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Have you heard the latest shade thrown from Sir Paul McCartney to the Rolling Stones?
Do tell me what that dotty old lady had to say.
I love this sassy old man.
Yes. What did he say?
He has described the Rolling Stones as a blues cover band.
Wow. Do they? Is there an infamous feud that I'm not aware of?
I don't know. They are mates because he does say he likes them and stuff. I think he just thinks that
he's having fun.
They're a blues cover band. That's sort of what the Stones are. He goes, I think we, the Beatles, cast our net a bit wider than theirs.
Oh, he's having fun. What a legend.
Still, imagine being that famous that you could. I mean, I guess the Rolling Stones are so successful as well that being called a blues cover band, they're like, yep, whatever.
Also, the wit of the English, you know? America, they wouldn't get those jokes.
No, they'd be offended. It would have started an actual feud.
Well, they'd have radio hosts on the other side of the world talking about it and using terms like throwing shade. Thank God we get it.
I use that expression, throwing shade.
No one has it for 4 years. No.
But I was actually thinking, so who's got better music? The Rolling Stones or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Because Rolling Stone magazine put out their list of greatest 500 songs of all time. And I was looking through the top 10. There's no Rolling Stones in there.
And from their magazine.
I know. There's only one Beatles song, Strawberry Fields Forever, which I'm not sure I even remember that one. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, isn't it?
Joining in on the wrong words the best. I do it all the time.
I almost didn't sing because I certainly wasn't confident.
You went from saying, oh, I don't think I know this, to singing. I love when people come in with the hooks too early on songs. It's so good when they're still in the middle of the verse and then they go, I'm going down. No, sorry, it's the next one. It's the next one.
Number 3 on this list of greatest song of all time, I've never even heard of. Mm-hmm. Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. It's been a long, I don't even know what this is. A long
time coming. What number?
That was number 3 of the great. That is not one of the greatest songs of all time.
You've given me a different
list. What list have I given you?
I don't know, but it's the Righteous Brothers.
Oh, you've got Blowing in the Wind. Oh, no, your number 3 is You've Lost That Love and Feeling.
What's happened?
I don't know. Your list is very different.
Can we talk about when just before
anyway,
this
can
break
we talk about
was
my
on?
List? Because my list.
Okay, I'll leave this list.
Aretha Franklin is number 1.
She's not even on my list.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
It's number 1.
It's number 1.
Give me my list.
Who's number 1 on your list?
It's Stevie Wonder.
Ray Charles.
Oh.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon, and there is still plenty more to come.
Haven't done a shout out for a while.
Oh, Romani.
No. Oh. Someone more successful than Romani.
Whoa.
But because I was thinking in terms of marathon
swimming. She saved you from the jungle.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean in life. I mean in the swimming pool. And I haven't seen Romani swim for a while, but I think even she would say that Melbourne marathon swimmer Chloe McArdle is better in the pool than her. And Chloe has just set a new record swimming the English Channel. 44 crossings she's done.
So what's the – because she's the most – For she's the most for a woman.
She just broke British woman Alison Streeter's world record of 43 crossings.
But is that the most of all time, or is there one in the 50s that she's chasing?
Let's see.
Sorry, I should have asked earlier.
Romani's record.
Know. Bit of thinking music there for us, Jessie.
Australian. Oh no, Trent Grimsey holds a record for the fastest ever crossing, 6 hours and 55 minutes.
Not
Doesn't
a question.
Answer your question, does it? Anyway, she says she's unlikely to do it in the medium future again.
And thinking music is done. Thank you, Jessie.
But she's been trying to do it for 5 years, so it's awesome news for Chloe.
What do you mean? Trying to do the her last Channel Swim, I'm sure, was like a few months ago.
I think she said that she'd been coveting the record for a good 5 years.
Oh, the record. But yes, we crossed to
mate,
her.
Mate, if you know so much about this story, bring it
mate,
next
we
time.
Spoke to her on this show.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what she said. She'd been coveting the record for a good 5 years.
You said she's been wanting... Okay.
Wanting to get the record is what I was meaning. Yeah. Anyway, what started out as a good old-fashioned fun shout-out has ended in a shouting match.
Hey, up next, Shatner.
Oh, poor Shatner.
Nah, Shatner's all right. Oh, come on. You'll hear about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy. Around Australia for your Thursday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Fun fact about that song that we just played then, the original was number 8 on that list of Rolling Stone's greatest songs of all time.
Not on the list I have.
No, I know, we had different lists, but yep, number 8 it was.
Number 8 on my list was For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield.
What's that list?
I think it's songs people remember, but just. Look at this. Number 19 was Hot Stuff by Donna Summer. What is this? Is Bebop Allure, Gene Vincent, his
Did Welcome to Miami make it on there? That's the greatest song of all time.
Mate, that is the worst song. You said seriously, you may just get it ready. You said seriously to producer Annabelle, because she gave you a list of the top 10 on that list, and you said seriously to her, can you check the rest of the list to see if Miami is on there?
It's a good tune.
And poor Belle, you scanned through the whole list, didn't you?
I just pressed control find and searched it. It was pretty easy.
I'm not sure why she's got attitude, but anyway, I should be the one that's got attitude. But the fact that Will Smith's Miami is not on the list, but it's such a
it's not
song.
Even on his list of his top 500 of his own songs. Because how much has your desire to travel into space changed?
Look, I did get moved watching William Shatner talk about his experience.
90 years old, and he's just gone on Blue Origin's second crewed mission. Of course, remember the first mission where Bezos went up there with his brother?
Yeah, and Wally.
And Wally. And
who is an older female astronaut who couldn't go years ago, and so she finally got to go, and she was very underwhelmed. She said it didn't go high enough or long enough.
Yes, didn't experience enough zero gravity.
She wanted to see the curvature of the Earth.
And don't forget, he also went with that young fella who said he's never bought an Amazon product in his life.
Right.
So the second trip, he's got Shatner. He's got some Aussie bloke. Who are the other two, Bickers? Could you know who
he was joined by Australian Chris Boshugen and Glenn DeVries, a co-founder of clinical research platform Metidata Solutions.
Wow. You sound powerful.
But William Shatner, he was beautiful. He was saying it was so incredible that he hopes he never recovers from the experience.
He wants to feel this thing that he feels forever, and he wants to never forget it. And then he was having a beautiful moment where and see if you can – you really have to focus your ears on this. See if you can pick the moment where instead of listening to him, Bezos calls for champagne and then opens it, spraying it. At and around a man we've since found out has a horrible history with alcohol abuse in his private life. Yeah. Here we go.
The vulnerability of everything, it's so small. This air which is keeping us alive.
Give me a champagne bottle. Come here. I want one.
At Carrie Tommy Show, if you want to see
the
video.
And then he just turns around and looks all downcast.
Yes, there was a reason you couldn't hear William Shatner. And if you were wondering, was that William Shatner going, oh, no, that was Carrie over the top. Poor Shatner's.
I didn't know my mic was still on.
No.
Imagine if you did all noises about your own story. Oh, as you were being a sad sack.
Oh, no, for me. No, William.
It was his moment, and it was stolen by Bezos. Bezos has had enough moments. He didn't need another one.
I mean, yes.
And I mean, has a Shatner because he's been in.
Shatner's, you know, done all right.
You know. Star Trek guy for a few years.
Yes, if anything, he should pop a champagne after being so many years.
How crazy that he did Star Trek for all those years and now he's in space.
Crazy, man. It's like when Sam Neill finally got to hang out with the dinosaurs. Crazy stuff.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, because dinosaurs are real. Not because of the Sam Neill Jurassic Park coincidence, but because dinosaurs are back. I love the idea of you seeing a T-Rex and Sam Neill and you go, you know why this is crazy?
Because he used to be in Jurassic Park.
He was in a film version of this, but for no other reason is that crazy.
Oh.
13-10-60. What happened during the speech?
Oh,
poor Shatner.
Yeah.
He was just trying to get his speech off and he got champagne flowing that he was not asking for. Give us a call. 13-10-60. What happened during the speech?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo, and on 13-10-60, what happened during the speech?
I really know how to set the phones a lot, don't I? Because
poor William Shatner.
Yeah,
he went up to space, and he had the time of his life. He hopes he never recovers from the experience. That's how incredible it was. And as he was delivering it went for a while, to be honest, which could have been why he was interrupted, but why he was delivering his thoughts on how space was, enrolled Bezos. With some champagne.
The vulnerability of everything, it's so small. This air, which is keeping us alive,
give me this champagne bottle. Come here. I want one.
So, on 13-10-60.
I mean, Bezos did read the room, though. Because everyone was pretty excited about the champagne coming.
Yes, maybe you've got to be. Whatever.
But if you're an employee, you just do as you're told, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah. I remember that when you're ever around Branson, everyone's very up and about whenever he asks
Yes. Now, if you are not calling because you think, oh, the phone lines will be flooded, there's no way I'll get through. We have just freed a couple up, so there are two spots left, I believe. But before we go to the many, many calls that we definitely do have. Producer Sonda, do you happen to have a story about what happened during the speech?
Yeah, it was at my 30th birthday and my very shy husband mustered all of his courage.
At the time, not husband?
No, sorry, yes. Mm. This was my boyfriend at the time. Mm. He was holding a cake and he walked out in front of all of my friends who'd flown in from around the country. Aww. And he started making a speech and it was Sonda and he started saying all this beautiful stuff about what I meant to him. And I was like, oh, my God, are you going to propose? And then he's like, no. And so I said, well, I don't want to hear from you then.
Oh, my God. So did he stop the speech?
Of course. I ripped the cake out of his hands.
Oh, Sonda, you're horrible.
Yeah. And then I got up on a table and did the splits and just yelled out my own name. Woo, Son. Yeah.
Actually, I've just had a flashback.
Do you know what's amazing about that, though? He went on to – something about that experience, he went, oh, I've got to marry that woman.
Well, yeah, because they're married now.
Yes.
I mean, she's pretty adorable. I even don't you remember when we were at our big work lunch that we had and our beautiful boss,
Our
big boss was delivering a speech and Son said, I can take it from here. I'm the boss of the show. Yes.
But I am the boss of the show.
It's just not true.
What do you mean?
Okay. Oh, God.
Cut to 5 years from now, me and Son are married. G'day, James.
Hey, boys and ladies, how are we?
James, what happened during the speech?
I was attempting to MC a night for my local rugby club. And
yes.
I'd had a couple of cordials to sort of relax, and then someone asked me to do the worm, which I did. Split my head open, and someone else took up.
Oh, we've lost you.
Oh, yeah. I got split my head open, and then someone else, and then you just cut out.
Oh, did I? Sorry.
Yes. No,
Yeah, no, I split my head open and then someone else just took over talking and I lost my head.
And is your head all right? First things first, how good a worm did you do?
Yes.
Was it worth it?
Look, I was a full handstand.
Yes.
And wow. I'm only a short fellow, but I do like 5'8" and 115 kilos. So a lot of weight came down my eyebrow.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Thursday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for Tassal Salmon, responsibly sourced Tassie salmon.
If you've got a busy week on, salmon is awesome for people who've got heaps of work and kids and everything because it's so quick and easy to cook and put in salad, pasta, have it on its own, have it with veggies, whatever you want.
Good for your brain too, isn't that right?
Good for your brain and your kids' brains as well.
Yes, smart kids. Get out there and get some to sell. Or if your kid is a little on the stupider side, get out and get some. Okay.
Hey, up next. You can make claims that aren't true.
Okay. Up next, I've got an international guest who I think you'll be pretty stoked to talk to.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
As you know, because people call me Tommy now, my real name is Thomas, and then the nickname was Thommy for a very short time until that didn't go well at school, and so I went to Thomas and Tommy.
Can I just stop you here? Mm. I'm happy to continue having this conversation where we search for a Thom, which I don't believe there is a Thom out there.
Well, you're talking to him.
I'm happy if you can stop the bit about you being a Thomas, which is just not true
and is
really starting to get under my skin.
You spoke to my dad.
Stop that bit and together we collectively search for a Thom, I'm on board with that. If you're going to keep this thing that you're actually Thommy, but you got teased at school, so you're now Tommy, then I just don't think I can partake in
yesterday anymore. We spoke to another Thom.
No, but again, he was just having us all on. He wasn't actually a Thom.
You've got to start believing us at some point.
Anyone, put your hand up in this team if you believe the guy yesterday that called in and said he was a Thom.
Yeah,
you
Jesse's
do
got his
not,
hand up.
Jesse.
There we go. Jezelenko's got his hand
both
up.
Both of those guys have a great sense of humour. Annabelle's gone strangely quiet. She organised the whole thing and she knows that he's actually Thomas.
So many aggressive. Pip thinks no. Or I'm not sure if that's just Pip. That's a review of our show. But anyway,
anyway.
Would you like to say hello? This is all the way from Vancouver, so there might be a bit of a delay on the line.
Is this Vancouver?
Would you like to say hello to Thomas?
Hi, Thomas.
Hello. How are you doing, guys? Nice to speak to you.
I mean, we're so good. And as a fellow Thomas, it's very nice to almost meet you. But Carrie here does not believe there is anyone with our name. Can you please explain it to her?
Oh, my God. We exist. So many Thomases exist. Let me elaborate here. So going back to Carrie's question to your parents about when they gave birth to you, did they think of the name Thomas? Well, I can relate to that because it's exactly how my parents planned to name me. So they called me Thomas, which in Greek is pronounced Thomas. So everyone knows me as Thomas or call me Thomas for short at home. So I've been brought up being called Thomas or Thomas. But in English school back home, like no one knows that. So it translates to Thomas in English. But if you were to call my parents and ask them what they call me, they'd tell you Thomas or Thomas.
But do they call you Thom?
I have been called Thom, like in conversations. So there's a term that's like saying my Tom, and it's Thommo, which means like my Tom. But it's not very common to be called just Thom, but Thomas all the time and Thomas a lot, absolutely.
Did you ever get Thommy?
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Why don't you get Thom?
I did.
Yes.
I did, and I'm not lying, but us Greeks, we're a bit more extravagant with our pronunciation, so we say Thommy or Thomas, Thommy. So
I think that's the difference between you and Tommy, because I can't imagine your mum and dad, Ian, the enforcer, saying, Thomas, come here, Thomas.
My dad sounds Croatian.
Yeah, but I've interviewed him. He doesn't say, Thomas.
So he's got to have an accent for that to be my name.
No, but the way that our thumb on the phone now is talking about it is a little bit more believable. You're just not. And that guy yesterday was just having us all on.
Thomas, do you reckon Carrie just has a weird inbuilt racism towards people of our name?
I don't want to throw Carrie under the bus here, but I guess with her first initial reaction to the name Thom, because I do work with someone that spells his name T-H-O-M, but he still goes by Thom. So
that's weird.
It's I think the guy, I don't want to say that the guy was lying to you about being called Thom, because there are Thoms out there, but as far as Thomas, it's a lot more common than she's aware of.
Well,
can I just ask one question? How did you come to find out about the great Thom-Tom debate, Thomas?
So my sister, she showed me this, she told me about it. And then I got on Instagram and actually saw the debate. And I heard you talking to Tommy's parents. And I was like, oh, this is really good. I'm really enjoying this. And then with the Thom-Tom-Tom song, I was just like, oh, my God, this is great. If I can be a part of this, by all means. But I'm going to do it with honesty, and I'm telling you now that,
I think I've built an inbuilt distrust of all Thoms.
I know, but all the way from Vancouver, yes. Thomas, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you,
us.
Thom.
Can you please say that now that you believe that Thomas is a name and there are people like us in the world?
It's not that I never didn't believe that Thomas was
you
a
did.
Name. No,
what do you
I
mean?
Said I'd love to speak to a Thom. It's just that every Thom I've spoken to is full of shit.
Do you not trust? Do you not trust Vancouver Thom?
He is the most trustworthy out of all
That's
of you dodgy
question.
Thoms,
That's
but I'm
not
still
the
not 100%
That's
convinced.
Not the how many places in the world are we going to have to go to?
That's what we're going to do when the borders open. We're going to go on a hunt.
Oh, find all the Thoms.
Hunt for Thoms.
Hey, Thomas, thank you so much, brother. Hopefully, we speak to you again soon.
It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you're like most of us, you've got an old mobile phone lying around at home in the bottom drawer in the study or in your bedroom, and you keep thinking, I should do something with that. Mm-hmm. We have something amazing you can do with that mobile phone. You can change a life through a new charity called DV Safe Phone. It was set up by Ashton Wood, and Ashton Wood joins us on the phone now. Hey, Ashton.
Hey, Corey, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. What happened for you in early 2020 that made you set up this charity?
Yeah, sure. I have a company where I used to travel a lot for work, and with COVID, all my travel stopped, and I suddenly had all this spare time on my hands. So I decided to clean up the house and fill the car with goods to donate to charity. And feeling a bit lazy that afternoon, I decided to wait and take it the next day. And that night, we had COVID lockdown. So suddenly all the charity shops were shut and I had a car loaded with goods and nowhere to take it. Mm. And I mentally checked all that out of my house and thought, oh, I really don't want to put that back in. And it wasn't junk. So I rang the only person I could think of who might know, and she's an ex-police senior sergeant. And I had a number and I rang her and said, look, I've got a car load of things. You know, where can I take these? And she said, Ashton, what I need right now are mobile phones. And I kind of got stopped in my tracks and I said, did you just say mobile phones of all things? You know, I've got blankets and pillows and all sorts of things here. She said, look, they're all great. Yes, we need that too. But we can have the best safety and escape plan in place for victims of domestic violence to flee. But one of the first things to get smashed or taken off them or monitored is the mobile phone. And we desperately need phones. And, yeah, I was pretty shocked. And I said to her, well, yeah, I've got a couple of phones in my drawer because I'm always upgrading and just stick them in the drawer. And what she said next kind of threw me right into it. She said, Ashton, those old phones in your drawer, instead of being in your drawer, those phones could save a life. And that's
Ashton,
where it all started.
I'm sure so many people listening now will be thinking exactly the same thing I'm thinking, which is what you thought as well, which is, yeah, I've got a drawer full of phones. What's the first thing that people do? And is it all phones? Does it matter what make, what year?
The better the phone, the quicker it is for us to turn it around. So we are a charity and we've got volunteers helping us get through the phones and testing them. And we can do repairs. King IT's a phone repair chain of stores are helping us check them and repair as well. So if the phone works and has been reset, then it's quite a quick process for us to test it, put a SIM card in, make some test calls, and package it up and off it goes. If it needs repairs, we obviously have to weigh up the cost of that. As I said, we run purely on donations and things. So, yeah, we have to obviously be careful about that. So we certainly ask that people just reset their phones before they send them in, and then we can get them here and test them and charge them and get them back out again.
Have you heard from women who have benefited from having one of these phones?
Yeah, we get stories quite regularly. So we send the phones out to domestic violence agencies and the police throughout Australia because they can help the victims with not only the phone but also an escape and a safety plan, because there's so much that goes into it to make sure that, you know, the victims know there is housing available, there's clothing, there's food, there's money. So the feedback we get comes through the agencies we deal with. And we've had one recently, actually, from up north, where they said that they had a major incident happen, and the person had a phone smashed by her ex-partner, and they'd used the DV Safe phone to call for help. And when the police got there and sorted it all out, they said, how did you actually get a chance to call us? Because the phone's, you know, in pieces over there. And she said, well, it's the DV Safe phone you guys sent us, yeah, you know, weeks ago. So, yeah. The idea is the phones get sent out and they're hidden at home at the victim's house. So the partner doesn't know they exist, the phones, and it's there for the emergency. So when those phones are smashed, they can make that call.
Ashton, obviously domestic violence is out of control in this country, and something needs to be done. Apart from just the aim of saving lives, do you have a particular target in mind?
Yeah, we do. So when I launched the campaign, I said to the police officer, how many phones do you need? And she said, Ashton, there's 2 million victims in Australia right now. You'll never get us enough. And I was shocked. I mean, what, here in Australia? I had no idea. So we're running a campaign right now to try and get 1,000 phones, so protect 1,000 lives for this month of October. So we're asking people to donate, please, their old phones. And we're also asking, if possible, for $15, because that'll help us with the SIM card, the cable and the postage to get the phones out there as well. And, yeah, we'd like to try and get 1,000 phones this month, but we've got a long way to go to get to 2 million, but that's my plan. I want to get the 2 million phones.
Well, Ashton, what an incredible thing to do during COVID. If you want to jump on and support DV Safe, go to dvsafephone.org. You can donate there and work out where to drop the phones. We should point out, if this chat has brought up any issues for you, please call the 1800 Respect National Helpline, 1800 737 732. Thanks, Ashton.
Thank you so much for your time.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at this afternoon. And coming up next, we're going to try and put someone in the running for $1 million.
Hey, speaking of some sweet cash, yeah, how old were you when you got your first job?
When I got my first job, delivering new, like, what's it called? Junk mail.
Yeah.
I don't know, 10 or something.
Yeah.
Nine. Yeah.
Yeah, I was about 12 doing a newspaper round.
Yes. And when I say I mean throwing them in the creek.
Right? Yeah, that's right. And yeah, I delivered every single one.
Oh, I did hide some of them under my bed. Yes.
Anyway.
Years later.
I think I've discovered a job for Evie. I know she's young. She's only six.
No, I'm not.
But hey, it's never too early to start earning some bucks.
There are labour laws against it.
No, but she's been asking for pocket money, and she does the dishwasher once a week, but I feel like we could step it up.
Yep.
So here's the job I'm proposing for her.
Great.
There is a job currently going for someone to watch every episode of The Simpsons. And you know that she's just started watching The Simpsons, right?
Yeah. Wait.
Okay, so an online game site has thought about it. They've gone, okay, so many of the world predictions came through The Simpsons. So they predicted Richard Branson's space flight. Even the coronavirus pandemic was mentioned years ago in The Simpsons. And they're like, oh my God, how did they know?
Yeah.
Donald Trump as president. It was a funny sketch thing in The Simpsons. Then it came true.
They predicted Sydney losing the monorail.
What?
That's a Simpsons joke. Don't worry.
Okay.
I realise you haven't watched an episode.
No, I've never seen an episode. I mean, actually, maybe this is a job for me.
This? Yes.
Why am I giving this to Evie? Because I can make $9.25 per episode. I've got to do it for 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. I've got to watch the telly for 35 hours a week, 284 hours of the show I've got to watch. Just watch the show and then jot down any standout events and storylines from each episode.
What, are you going to take Evie's dishwashing packing gig off her as well?
Anyway, what a great gig to do. There'd be people that would die for this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay.
What?
Well, I just think taking notes while watching The Simpsons is not really enjoying it.
Yes, but there's worse ways to make money.
Like what?
Like I could list my first newspaper round would be worse than sitting here.
I didn't have to do anything, and I did nothing.
Yeah, that's because you didn't do it properly.
There you go, kids. If you're listening, grab a newspaper round, then head to the creek.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The Thursday arvo. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
G'day, Amanda.
Hello, how you going?
Pretty good. When was the last time you won $1 million?
Oh, never.
Then you're due. You're due
for
a
win. What are you doing with a sweet meal, Amanda?
If I did get $1 million, to be going towards our wedding and honeymoon. Me and my fiance getting married next year. So, yeah, definitely would help out with that and take us on that honeymoon that we're hoping for.
Where do you want to go?
Well, with the current situation with the world, we can't go. Well, we don't want to go overseas, but we're going to go north to the Whitsundays Beach Resorts.
Oh, amazing. Oh, let's do this for you, Amanda. Do you want to read Amanda the rules?
Amanda, you got 30 seconds. You need all 10 questions correct. You take your first answer. Can't use the same answer twice. If you get all 10 correct, that's when the good news starts. 10 grand is yours. Plus, you get a spot on $1 million Day. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back if you have time. Time will start at the end of your first question. Does that all sound pretty simple?
Sounds good.
Okay. Your letter, Amanda, is K for kingdom. Okay,
yep. K. Yep.
All right, let's do this. Name an Australian animal.
Kangaroo.
A martial art.
Kung Fu.
A chocolate.
Kit Kat.
A retail store.
Kmart.
A singer.
Katy Perry.
A sharp object.
Knife.
A takeaway food.
Oh, pass.
A TV show.
Pass.
A fruit.
Kiwi.
A four-letter word.
Kite.
A TV show.
Oh, bugger.
Amanda, you were so close. Bugger. You got eight. A takeaway food.
Oh, I was going to go with KFC, but it was too late. I'd already passed.
Amanda, you're great. You can enter again. And everyone else listening, make sure you get involved. If you haven't, what are you doing? Just download the Listener app. It is free. Search Carrie and Tommy. Fill out the form. That could be you.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about a quick and nutritious dinner, like responsibly sourced Tassel Tassie salmon. Switch it up, Australia, and get a healthy boost of omega-3 tonight.